Blog Talk Radio.
The city where I live has the highest poverty rate and the highest murder rate in the United States. Kids like me are starving and afraid to lose people they love every day. Please stand up and stand together to promote a safer environment for today's youth. Don't take my future away, because we want peace.
Someday, yeah, put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Greetings of unity and peace, family and friends. Thanks for tuning in to the Revolution Matters Talk Show. I'm your host, Evolution. Your co-host is Revolution, also the Sister Divine. Our show is sponsored by the Original Souls in the Net Project. And Strange Flight Entertainment is our newest sponsors. Y'all might want to check those sponsors out on the Facebook and the Twitter. I mean, it's been a real crazy week on my behalf. I've been witnessing the news where it's like yesterday in Paris, a terrorist attack, a soccer game killing over 100 people, you know. So I'm just asking that every heart of compassion that, you know, y'all feel these families as they struggle with this violence and this tragedy. That's just real, you know what I mean? It's a lot of heinous things going on in this world, you know. Family, this week's topic of discussion is recognizing your blessings through trials and tribulations. That's recognizing your blessings through trials and tribulations, through the good times and the bad times, you know what I'm saying? Knowing that, you know what I mean, there is work, there is value, there is things to be, you know, encouraged by, you know what I'm saying, thankful for, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, even though we have, you know, our complaints or our grievances in the struggle or about the struggle, you know what I'm saying, you know, let us be mindful to acknowledge our existence in today, that, you know what I'm saying, that we are here physically, you know what I'm saying, that we are breathing and living souls who are conscious today. So let's agree that, you know what I'm saying, is a blessing worth recognizing through, you know, whatever the our daily or worldly, you know what I'm saying, trials and tribulations may exist. Brother Revolution, what is your perspective on this topic? Are you feeling it? Do you have some insight for us, yeah, brother, we can build on?
No, son, no. Yeah, you know, trials and tribulations is something that, can you hear me, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, trials and tribulations is something that, you know, we have to come to the realization that we all must endure. You know what I'm saying? There's no way around it, so we might as well just step up to the plate and face it. You know what I'm saying? When you go through your trials and tribulations, it's what are you going to do with it? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no way around it, like I say, so we got to face it and we got to go through it. So, we need to be trying to come up with a solution or a conclusion, I would say, to face these everyday life challenges, these trials and tribulations, you know. You know, like the little cartoon, you had a red devil on one shoulder and you had an angel on the other side. Those are the powers that be. You know, the world is evil and you know, and good at the same time, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the angel do exist and the devil do exist, you know. Both sides have their soldiers, God and the devil, you know what I'm saying? The devil wants one of God's, you know, so the division came, so, you know, we're down here and we have to go through it, you know. For us, I don't know how spiritual that everybody are, but, you know, back in the day, the belief that I believe in, you know, that we all once was unified and we once was whole, you know, there was no sickness, You know what I'm saying? We can eat anything. You know, you can turn on the TV now. Everything that you eat is cancerous. You can't eat the chicken. You can't eat the cow. The fruits and vegetables ain't organic no more. You know, all those are chemically induced. So, you know, we just really living in a world of turmoil right now, trials and tribulations. So, you know, we must come to the realization, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, trials and tribulations are going to come. But in the midst of your trials and tribulations, you know what I'm saying, think about the good times. You know what I'm saying? Look at what come out of your trials and tribulations. You know, nobody don't want to go through pain, but everybody want gain. You know, nobody want to go through the bad days, but everybody want to see the good days. You know, nobody don't ever want to walk the mile, but everybody want to get in a brand new pretty car and drive the mile. You know what I'm saying? Nobody don't want to build a 3-story house, but everybody want to stay in a three-story house, you know. Nobody don't want to get up at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning and clock in on a job to work. But, you know, everybody want to see Friday. You know, everybody want to spend that check. You know what I'm saying? So when you're going through the trials and tribulations, you know, we must think about the good times. You know, what good came out of the trial and tribulation that we're just endured, you know. Death. You know, that's promised to everybody. Nobody's going to live forever, you know. So we have to come to the realization and embrace the fact that we're all going to die, you know. And that death is also in tune with trials and tribulations and count your blessings. Okay, your grandmother died. Okay, well, she was 100-some years old or 90 years old, you know. It's time for her to go, you know. The average life expectancy is 75 years. For an individual, you know what I'm saying? So if you make it over 75, you're doing yourself some good. So we have to embrace the fact that, you know, the person beside you, or the person that you attain feelings for, or the person that you're emotionally fit and you love, you got to realize one day I got to let this individual go. So if you're gonna let this person go in vain, you know what I'm saying? That's trials and tribulations, but count your blessings, you know. It's something good that's going to come out of the situation. It's something good that's in the situation. It's whether you get it out of the situation or not. It's up to the individual. It all boils down to the individual thinking, you know. So, you know, don't let the loved one die in vain, you know. Grandma dropped jewels. Granddaddy dropped jewels, you know. It's something. You know, they didn't live 100 years for nothing. It's supposed to be passed down from generation to generation, and not only a generational curse. It's supposed to be a generational blessing. You know, grandma died, but she left me this. Okay, so I'm going to take this and I'm going to utilize it to the best of my ability. I'm going to do what, that's why you always hear people say that, grandma gave me this and I'm not going to let grandma die in vain. You know, that's where that saying comes from. I'm not going to let that individual die in vain. I mean, I'm going to take this blessing that was stored upon me, and I'm going to use it, you know, to the best of my ability. So, you know, through the trials and tribulations, that's what you call count your blessings. You know, to break it down in a smaller term, when you go through a bad time, it's two sides to a coin. You know, it's a head and it's a tail. That means it's a good side and it's a bad side. So while you're on that bad side, swim through the muddy water and spot dry land. You know, meaning that find something good that come out of the situation. You know, okay, well, I'm broke now, but I got a job. You know what I'm saying? I'm struggling, but I got a job. You know how many homeless people there is out there on the streets? But I got a roof over my head. You know what I'm saying? I barely paid my rent, but thank God I got a roof over my head. I might can't get the T-bone steak, but thank God I got a Ramen noodle in there on top of the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? I might ain't got the brand new BMW, but I thank God for this little regular Toyota I got. You know, so it's a struggle, you know. Every good time, you know, that is a bad time. So, you know, there is going to be a struggle. You know, life ain't easy. You know what I'm saying? Death is permanent and life ain't easy. So we just have to, you know, when we go through these trials and tribulations, like I say, you know, we just have to, you know, find something that you can grasp on to. You know, everybody ain't gonna analyze the situation the same. You know, we can go through the same thing, and our way of thinking and our train of thought will be different. You know, we can sit two individuals down and they can witness a crime or they can witness a car wreck, and we can sit them down in a separate room and tell them to write what they saw. They're being seen the same event, but they'll describe the situation differently. That's why I come to the to your mind frame, your way of thinking, your thought, your train of thought. You're bringing up. You're tuning it with God. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, trials and tribulations, there's nowhere around it. So the question would be, you know what I'm saying, how are you going to embrace your trials and tribulation? You know what I'm saying? Is you going to wallow in your sorrow and just keep laying there and do nothing about it, you know, and pity party yourself? Or you going to face your trials and tribulation, you're going to get up and you're going to do something about it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good topic, brother. And for the callers online, I would ask that you know, you can elaborate a little more on what I spoke upon. Maybe you got your own ideology and concept of, you know, counting your blessings during the trial and tribulations.
That's right. That's right. Any and all callers who would like to grace the lines and speak your mind state to the situation or the topic at hand, be mindful to press the 1 so that the engineers will be able to you know, let it be known that there's a speaker that would like to speak. Sister Divine, what is your perspective, sister, on what the brother broke down in his analogy for the particular discussion?
Yes. Trials and tribulations. Okay. So my take on trials and tribulations, you know, I'm going studying to be a sociologist, so I pay real close attention to human behavior, human interaction and stuff, you know, the things that affect us emotionally, you know, things that affect our everyday life. And one thing that I've really took notice to trials and tribulations, it depends on how you look at it. And you have to have a positive mindset. You have to keep a positive mindset when going through trials and tribulations, okay? The saying that what doesn't kill you or make you stronger, I feel that that is so, so true, okay? There's nothing in this world that you cannot get past. You guys hear me? It is nothing in this world that you cannot get past. It's all according to mindset. Everyone has to realize that what you speak, your words, you know, the words that come out of your mouth holds what happens to you and holds how you feel about yourself inside. So even though if you're going through a trial and tribulation at the moment, you know, and even though you might not feel like a winner at that moment in time, you have to keep telling yourself that you are a winner. You have to keep telling yourself that you're going to make it through. You have to keep telling yourself that you're going to make it through the other side, to the other side. You have to realize that even though you might not feel like it at that point in time, that's very, very important for you to keep saying that in order for you to make it through, because your words are power, okay? The words that you speak holds the power that is inside of you. So if you're constantly telling yourself that, oh, well, I'm broke, I'm never going to make it, and so these are things that you have to retrain your mindset in order for you to be able to make it, okay? So my thought on trials and tribulations, like I said, you know, what doesn't kill you make you stronger. You have to put it in your mindset that it's going to make you stronger, okay? Because even though it seems like a negative thing at that time, there is always something that you are able to take away from it. Think about that now, okay? Even though it might seem like it's something negative at that time, there's always, no matter what, something that you can take from it, okay? There's always a lesson that can be learned. I'm a true believer in that you don't go through trials and tribulations without allowing yourself to go through that. This is a concept that I recently had to learn myself, you know. And some might ask, okay, well, what do I mean by this? You know, some things are inevitable that you can't be avoided, which is true. You're going to come across things that you cannot avoid. You're going to come across things that, you know, you just cannot get around. That happens. Ish happens, you know, that's my saying, ish happens, you know, but because it happens doesn't mean that you have to live in misery for the rest of your life because of it, okay? So take heed. Your mindset on what happens to you makes a really big difference between what is the outcome from that trial, from that tribulation, you know. Now, it can seem like something that is really, really horrible at that time, you know, with some things, you know, you can't get around it. But your mindset on what happens could take it from a really, really horrible situation that's pushing you over the edge and makes you want to commit suicide to a situation that I learned from it, has made me stronger, I'm growing from it, and now I'm ready to move on to the next stage of my life. I'm a strong believer in sometimes that there are blessings, there are things that are trying to get to you, you know. But if you are not ready for it, if you are not prepared for it, then you're going to mess up that blessing when you get it. So I do believe that there are times where the world kind of puts you in trials and tribulations or puts you in situations to kind of tighten you up. You know, sometimes it's perspective. It's the way you look at things, okay? Sometimes the world will allow you, and I'm not saying this is the cause for every negative thing, you know, but sometimes I do believe that the world will allow you to go through things, you know, in order for you to prepare yourself for the next step, you know. How can God bless you? How can the world bless you with a mansion and you don't know how to take care of the shack that you live in now, you know? So you feel that, oh, woe is me, you know, I'm so sick and tired of being in this situation. I'm so sick and tired of living in this shack. I'm so sick and tired of living in this neighborhood. And so, you know, you feel like the situation that you're in is a depressive situation or so. But have you learned how to take care of that shack? Have you learned how to maneuver around the things that you have to go through within that situation? You know, I'm a strong believer in if you want something, you have to act as if you're already in that situation that you're in. So if you want a bigger house, don't treat the house that you're in like what it is. Treat the house that you're in as if it's a bigger house, you know. And there's a way for me that things that have helped me deal with trials and tribulations, you know. You might have a situation that comes along with friends. You might have a situation that comes along with family members. I know me, myself, and I could speak on personal experience where, and this is a big thing for me, depending on, you know, who it is, you know. I did grow up, I would say, a nerd or people pleaser. You know, I always wanted to fit into the crowd and stuff like that, you know. And so it would bother me when you try to do good for people, you know. You try to go out the way for people and they just turn around and treat you wrong, or they feel like there's some kind of ulterior motive or whatever like that. You know, you're trying to sow blessings to them. You're trying to do this for them. You're trying to do that for them. And they just turn around and talk bad about you and do you wrong and stuff, you know, or try to flip the script on you and stuff, you know. And you think, well, what is me? What is going on? Why are people turning against me? Why are people doing this to me, you know? And that's something that I really struggle with. And it's something like, okay, well, I got to prove to them that I'm not this way. I got to prove to them that that I can do better. You know, I got to prove to them that I'm really trying to be there for them. I got to prove to them this. I got to prove to them that. And really, I had to prove to myself that in that lesson we learned that I am more important than I am more important than the fact of proving myself to other people. You know, that was the lesson that I had to learn in this past trial and tribulation that I went through, you know. You have to look at life in a different perspective, you know. In this perspective, I had to learn that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what other people think. It doesn't matter what you go through. okay? Doesn't matter what people think about me. It doesn't matter if they really accept me or not, you know. As long as I know in my heart that I'm a good person, as long as I am loving me to the max, then it doesn't matter what those people think about me, you know. And that is the lesson that I had to learn out of that trial and tribulation, is that I had to love me to the max. And I have found that when I don't take the time out to think about me in a situation, then I do go through more stress and I allow more things to happen to me unconsciously. I unconsciously allow things to happen to me. Sometimes we can unconsciously allow trials and tribulations to happen to us because of the fact that we are so busy trying to, especially if you're a mother, you know, we're so busy trying to do things for everybody else, which is if you're a mother, you have to take care of your children, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you have to be for your family, and there's nothing wrong with that. But through that process, don't forget to love yourself. Don't forget to take the time out for yourself to that you need. When you're doing good for others, so make sure that you're doing it for the right reason. Make sure that you're doing it for yourself, because you know in your heart that that is the right thing to do. That is what I mean by that. Make sure that when you do things for other people, first of all, make sure that you're loving yourself enough, okay? So if you're loving yourself enough, you're going to avoid some of the trials and tribulations that you can accidentally put yourself into, okay? So loving yourself enough when helping other people means that you're going to help them, but you're not going to put yourself out, okay? You could share some of what you have, but you're going to make sure that you are taken care of and that you have the things that you need, okay? Because we want to avoid accidentally putting ourselves into these trials and tribulations. When you give your last, it's okay to help. And if you're trying to sow a blessing for a certain cause, if you're trying to fast for a certain cause, that's one thing, okay? But to avoid people taking advantage of you and stuff, you know, make sure that you don't give your last. Love yourself enough to take care of yourself. So when the chips are down, you know that you helped this person out of goodness of your heart, but you know that you took care of yourself also. So that avoids a lot. That avoids putting yourself into a trial tribulation, which means that when everything is gone, you know, and people are not able to be there for you, because we would all like to believe that everybody's going to be there for us the same way that we're going to be there for them. But in life, that is just not going to happen. That does not mean that that person is a bad person. It just means that circumstance doesn't allow them to do for you as if you did for them. Okay? Like I said, it's perspective. We can't look at everything in a negative way. And if we change our way of thinking, that will get us through a lot of trials and tribulation, making sure that we do change our way of thinking, making sure that we do see things in a positive way, making sure that we do love ourselves enough to make sure that we safeguard ourselves from trials and tribulations, okay? Making sure that we love ourselves enough to know that it doesn't matter if we please everybody, you are not going to please the world. It is impossible. It will not happen. Change your way of thinking. You know that you're a good person and you're doing it for you, and you can sow blessings that way. Do not sow blessings to please other people. It is not going to work. Sow blessings because it's the right thing to do. If you change that, that right there is one mindset change that you can have that could save you from a lot of trials and tribulations. Because like I say, it's the way you think. It's the way you see things, you know. So if, not say always will happen, but if for some reason that person does turn on you, you know, it won't matter, you know. It won't matter. We put ourselves through a lot because, you know, we think that the world should be a certain way. No. Everybody has their reasons. They go through the things that they go through. You've never walked in the shoes that they've walked in, so you don't know why they're doing it. They could go be doing it for a whole other reason that has nothing to do with you whatsoever. But because you're trying to please, you're racking your brain on what you can do to help them. You're racking your brain on what you can do to show them that you care. You're racking your brain for this and that. And you're racking your brain for something that has nothing to do with you whatsoever. And it has nothing to do with you. You can't change it. So if you get that one concept right there, that will save your mindset from a whole lot of things. Then the world doesn't seem as bad. Then you're able to go through things and handle it better. Then what you went through, it doesn't hurt because you know in your heart what you've done, you know. Trials and tribulations, that's just one thing. Trials and tribulations doesn't always involve another person. Trials and tribulations, you know, involves day-to-day situations, you know, you get in your car and your car broke down or you ran out of gas on the way there or you know, there's all kind of things that you could do. Again, I feel that in a lot of things, there's always a blessing that comes out of it. There's always a lesson to be learned. You have to get the lesson in order to get the blessing. Once you see things like that, that's another thing that can help you change your mindset. Once you change your mindset, you are going to save yourself from a lot of hurt and pain. So remember, you have to get the lesson before you get the blessing, okay? So you say, well, why do I go through these things, you know? Why? And some people say, well, why did God allow me to do these things, go through this? Why did God allow me to go through this and that or whatnot, you know? Well, I can't say, but this goes for every situation. There's no one stamp that fits on everything, you know. But the fact that you have to get the lesson before you get the blessing to help you in a lot of situations. I do believe it's a lot of, you know, the reason for a lot of things. Like I said before, you can't upgrade to the bigger house if you don't know how to take care of the shack that you live in. So that's one example. That's a huge example right there of you have to get the lesson before you get the blessing. You know, you say that you want to own a business, you know, you want to be more business-minded and stuff like that, you know, you want to be like this and you want to be like that, but your daily-day routine, you surround yourself around people who all they want to do is stay stuck in the world that they're in, okay? You have to get the lesson before you get the blessing, okay? Not to say that you backing away from or changing your circle of people is a bad thing. It is never a bad thing to love yourself enough to make the changes that are necessary for you to have the blessings in your life. Okay? Listen to me. Love yourself enough to make the changes that are necessary for you to receive the blessings that are trying to get to you, okay? So do not have guilt. Do not feel bad if you start to pull away from one circle in order to get to another circle, in order to get to what you need, because it is so true that you have to surround yourself around what it is that you want. So fix that shack up. Start going to see people that you look up to that have been through the process of what it takes to own a home, okay? They can help you. You can learn from them. And do not feel bad when that person, other person that doesn't want to succeed in their life comes up to you and says, oh, you're trying to be this, or you're trying to be that or whatnot, you know. If you allow that to get into you, then you have allowed a trial and tribulation to enter into your life. Understand that there is nothing wrong with you doing what you need to do to improve your life. Understand by you doing that is not hurting that person. Understand that that person has gone through things in their life that's going to make them feel the way that they feel. That has nothing to do with you. there's already a reason why that person does not feel motivated in their life. And that reason came along long before you even met this person. Okay? So do not feel bad. You cannot change that. Do not feel bad for you doing what you need to do for you to make the changes in your life. Just tell that person, look, I'm trying to do something. If you want to come with me, come on. I'll be glad to show you how to do it. Don't do it for them, though. I'll be glad to show you how to do it, you know. But do not feel bad for doing what you need to do for yourself. So, like I said, I really do feel that a lot of the trials and tribulations, there are things that are going to be inevitable. You know, yes, change your mindset. You have to change your mindset. But remember, there are things that you cannot avoid, okay? So embrace it. That's another lesson. There are going to be things that you cannot avoid. There are going to be changes. There are going to be hiccups. There are going to be accidents. You are not perfect. You are not perfect, and it is okay. Okay. Be happy with your imperfections. Be happy. That goes along with loving yourself enough, okay? So if anything, you know, for me to wrap this up from my end, I would say that making sure that you love yourself enough, okay, to make the changes that are necessary, okay? Make sure that you love yourself enough and make sure that you remember that it is okay to, you know, take heed of the lesson in order for you to get the blessing. So it's a matter of perspective. It's a matter of safeguarding yourself. It's a matter of changing the way you think and knowing and embracing yourself. There are going to be trials and tribulations, and that is okay. You're going to have imperfections, and that is okay. You're going to have people that don't like you no matter what, and that is okay. You're going to go through different things in life that are going to try you. Take it as something that is going to make you stronger. You have people in your life that don't like you, it only makes you stronger. If you take it from a spiritual sense, if you have bad spirits in your life that are messing with you, if you have demons in your life that are messing with you, if you have different things in your life that are messing with you, take heed to it, thank God from it, and learn from it. I thank God for my bad times. I thank God for the demons that are in my life because they make me stronger. I learn from them. I evolve from them. They might get me one time. You know, they might get me. They're going to get you. They are going to get you. But when they do, just say, ha, I've learned from this. I see now. I see what you've done, and I see what you was trying to do, and you will not win. This goes for any religion, no matter what your belief is. If you don't believe in God, you just believe in a different spirituality. If you're a Christian, if you're a Buddhist, whatever it is, you know, just know that for you, you see it, you recognize the plot, you see what was trying to take place, learn from it, strengthen yourself. If you need to pray more, pray more. If you need to meditate more, meditate more. Love yourself enough to safeguard yourself. Take heed to these lessons, and these will help with any trial and tribulation that you have, because trial and tribulations, you're going to have them, but they are not always a bad thing. I don't see them as a bad thing. I see them as lessons. You might not be able to understand what is going on with you at that moment, and so that'll mess up your whole schema. You know, your schema is the way you see the world. Your schema is just like your file cabinet to put everything in place. So you have a trial and tribulation that comes on. You have something that just disrupts your whole schema because you believe that the world was supposed to be this way, or you believe that this person that you put your trust into was supposed to be this way. You believe that this is supposed to happen, and this is the way the world is. And then something comes along to disrupt that. And so now your schema, the way you thought the world was, does not make any sense. And so everything is just disrupting all over the place. And you feel like you can't get grounded. What you need to do is learn what lesson it is, figure out what happened, what went wrong,
Learn to safeguard yourself from that. It is only going to make you stronger. It is only going to strengthen you. Realign your schema. Realign what you now know what the world is. Because before it wasn't bad that you didn't know. Don't feel guilty. Do not beat yourself up. Love yourself enough to know that you are only human and it is okay. And realign your schema. Recenter yourself. Okay, reground yourself, okay? Fill your cup up, fill your spiritual cup up. Keep yourself safeguarded, and you'll be able to make it through. You'll be able to have a new outlook on life. And all those things that bothered you before, they no longer bother you. They no longer mess at you. You're going to go through. You're going to get tried, but no. And learn the steps that it takes for you to be able to get past it. Learn how to safeguard yourself. Learn what is not healthy for your soul and your spirit and what you want as an individual. Not what this person wants for you to do. Not what that person wants for you to do. What you feel that you need to do in your life that is going to make you happy. Because what? You are loving yourself. You're doing this for you. You're making the necessary changes that you need to make yourself happy in your life. Because at the end of the day, you come into this world by yourself, and you're going to leave this world by yourself. So do what you need to do for yourself. If you want to be a good, everybody should want to be a good mom, but you want to be a good mom, yes, you should do it. Do it for your children. Do it because you love them, but know that you're trying to be a good mom because that is what you want to do. You know that you're studying this because that's what you want to do. You know, if you want to go into politics or you want to go and to make a whole new change in your life, people are going to speak against it. When you try to do it, people are going to speak against it. There are going to be things that are going to come to try to stop you, to try to say, discourage you, make you feel like, no, you can't do it. Want to be a motivational speaker. So you start to speak out, oh, do good, do this, do that. And then you're going to have something that's going to come along and just knock you on your high horse. It's going to make you feel like, oh, well, you can't be a motivational speaker. You're not good enough to be a motivational speaker. You can't even get through this. You don't know how to do that. You don't know how to do this. And stop that. Don't beat yourself up. Learn that you're only human. And recognize that you can't help somebody else if you haven't gone through it yourself. So know that everything that you've gone through is a blessing to help you help somebody else, okay? Love yourself enough to recognize that it is going to be okay. Everything that you've been through up until this point is only strengthen you and is build you to who you are. Recognize that other people go through things that they go through that has nothing to do with you. So it is okay for whatever reason that they've gone through that, it is okay. So forgive them. Forgive them. Sometimes it's a hard thing to do, but that is going to save your heart from putting yourself through more trials and tribulation. If you're holding that inside, it's only going to hurt you. It hurts you more than it hurts the other person. So forgive them for you. This comes a part of loving yourself enough to be able to get past that trial and tribulation. Forgive them, okay? Forgive them. Recognize that they've gone through, they've done what they've done to you because of an individual experience that they've gone through that has nothing to do with you. So do not beat yourself up. Do not make yourself feel guilty. Do not feel like you could have done anything better. Don't even think that they could have done anything better. You went through it because you needed to go through that to learn the lesson that you needed to do. Recognize that you are a powerful person, that you have it inside of yourself to get past anything that you want to get past. You just have to believe in yourself, okay? Because no one else is going to do it for you. When you put your faith in somebody, going to be let down. When you put your trust, your motive, your love that need to go on, you know you're always, no matter what, going to be let down. So love yourself enough to find it in yourself. And how do you do this? You have to give yourself cookie points. Everything you do, like I say, repeat yourself over and over again. I am to yourself, I am a powerful being. I can do it. I can make it through anything. This tribulation is only temporary. This tribulation is only for right now. This trial is only right here, but nothing lasts always. I know it feels like it does. I know it feels like you've been struggling for a long time. I know it feels like you're not going to be able to make it, but you are. You've already survived what you thought would kill you, and it hasn't. If you are here right now, if you can hear my voice, if you are on, if you're on the computer, phone call, however you are on this radio show, if you can hear me, recognize and know that you have made it this far, and that makes you stronger than you have ever been before. So that gives you strength. That makes you stronger, and that makes you a better person for whatever it was that you've gone through. Don't let other people put you down. Do not love yourself enough to know that you can make it through anything. Don't let other people put you down. That's why I say sometimes the trials and tribulations, we let it happen to us. Don't let anybody put you down. If you're going through a drug addiction, if you're going through, you know, pattern suicide in the past, if you're going through all this other stuff, you know, recognize that you're here. You've made it. You're a powerful being. You can make it past this. You've made it past, and you've made it past living this far. You can make it past anything. Know that. Know and recognize that no one can point their finger at you because they have not gone through what you've gone through. They have not gone through your individual experience. People can say, oh, I've been through this before. I know how it feels to go through this. I know how it feels because I've been in this situation. Oh, I know how it feels because I've been in a situation worse than you. Yes, they have been through that situation, that specific situation that is worse than you for that situation. But they have not been through all the individual ingredients that it takes to make you. So recognize that you are special. That person is special for what they went through, and it makes them powerful. So recognize, though, that you are special. You are powerful. You have it inside of you to make it through that you are going through. I don't care what situation you're in. I don't care what situation you're going through. I don't care where you are listening to me right now. I don't care if you are sitting underneath a bridge right now listening to this on a phone call. Recognize and know that you have made it this far and you're going to make it. You can make it, okay? Recognize that. No matter what comes at you, you can survive. You have to tell yourself each and every single day, you are a powerful being. You can make it. Because let me tell you, your thoughts control you. Your thoughts control the outcome of your world. Your thoughts control your motivation. Your thoughts control what happened to you. Okay? Have you ever woke up, said that, oh, today is going to be a great day. Today is going to be wonderful. And then you go outside and then you have a tire that's flat, okay? So you get to work late and you're so bummed about the tire being flat, man, that just kind of just threw you off. You know the expression, I just got throwed off. And so now everything that happens to you for the rest of that day is like a domino effect. You know, you start to have more bad things happen to you. And this, you spill the coffee on you, you know. And you definitely made it to work late this time, you know. You know, somebody start fussing at you if they cut you off or whatever like that, you know. And now it's just spewing. You're just getting more mad and more mad and more mad. You don't even want to talk to people because you're in your feelings. You know, you're in your moment or whatnot, you know. You're actually creating. You're pulling. You're attracting more negativity towards you, okay? We all interact with each other. Think about this now. Think about this. You know, just like ants communicate with each other without any, really without too much of any body language. I really don't see an ant really having too much body language, you know. They communicate with each other. How do they communicate with each other? Animals communicate with each other. They leave a residue. They leave an aura. They leave an essence. Okay, they leave energy. They leave energy to in that they can use to communicate between each other. Ants leave a trail, letting other ants know what where to go. They communicate with each other non-verbally. Okay, not without body language, without, you know, speaking, they communicate with each other. Every mammal on this earth has the ability to do that. We as human beings just forgot. We forgot. Okay, the Native American Indians, they knew. Africans, you know, original Africans, they knew, you know, go back to our tribes and stuff, you know, they knew. You know, just we as I research our ancestors, I believe every race, if you research back your bloodline, you're going to find where at some point in time you had your ancestors that knew and remembered this. So remember, keep this in mind, that even though you might not remember how to, but we still interact non-verbally. We interact with each other, we interact with the world, and we tell the world what we want. So if we're having our mindset that things are going to be bad, things are going to be so negative, we're going to keep drawing that in toward each other. But if we just shake that off of us, you know, and get it out your head, fill your head with positivity, fill your head with the good stuff that can happen, you know, fill your head with the positive thoughts about yourself. Fill your head with I can. Change I can to I can. You know, change, you know, worry into to wondering about your future, the blessings that you're going to have. Keep your mind on that. Keep your mind on thinking of how much things are going to be better once you get past this. Trials and tribulations are going to come, but how are you going to handle it when it gets here? Remember that you can. Tell yourself every day you can. You know, anything that happens for 21 days become a habit. So if for 21 days you've taught yourself how to think negatively, if 21 days you taught yourself how to be broke, if 21 days you've taught yourself how to keep that negative mindset inside of yourself, if you've gone through a depression, just it kind of builds on top of it. You know, have you gone through a depression? It's hard to get out of it. You struggle. It seems like you want to try. You want to try, but everything around you just seems really bad. You want to do better, but if every day you try, and it just it'll be good for one day, and then it'll just be bad the next, and it just got worse. And then you try, it'll be good for another two more days, and then be bad for the next. Well, if you've trained yourself to have that negative thinking for more than 21 days, you have to keep trying. You have to have more than 21 days of thinking good, so keep trying, keep trying. You might fall back, but keep trying. This is just like coming over a drug addiction, you know. You're going to have your lapse. You're going to have your relapse. You're going to have your slip-ups. Okay, but keep trying. You've spent more than 21 days with that drug addiction. You have to spend more than 21 days without that drug addiction and keep going and keep going. And when you have slip-ups, keep trying. Don't let that stop you, because you know what? After a while, it's going to be a habit for you to keep trying. Trying is going to be a habit. And even though you're not there yet, but your new habit has now become trying. Your new habit has now become that positive mindset. You new are trying to have that new positive mindset. You know, you're going now when bad things happen to you, now when you have that negative, you know, thing, trial and tribulation come along or whatever like that, you know, instead of dwelling in it, you know, you're going to remember in the back of your head, well, at least let me try to think of something positive, you know. Pull out that saying. If you're a Christian, pull out your Bible, you know, or for whatever religion that you have, pull out the Quran, pull out, you know, whatever you believe in to make yourself stay on a positive note. Keep that up in front of you. Write it down, plaster it around the house, whatever goal you're trying to reach. Put that picture of the bigger house right in front of the mirror when you go and brush your teeth, picture of it up in the corner, okay? So you have to keep your mind trained. Trying will become your new habit. I'm trying to do better. I am not better yet, but I'm trying to do better. And let that be your new love. Look, I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. Everyone has their closets. Everyone. So don't compare yourself to anybody else. Love yourself enough to know that you are in your spot. You're not in anybody else's spot. You're in your spot. And that is okay. Because who are we worried about? You. Don't worry about the next person. Don't worry about that person. You're in your spot. So take all the lovely time that you need to work on you. And it's okay. Yes, you're in this tribulation now. Yes, you're going through what you're going through now. Trouble don't last always. Do learn from this. Learn what you need to do. You're in this for a reason. Why? Sit back and think. Why? Now, I can't say, remember, I can't say that goes for everything. That doesn't go for everything, but this is going to help you. When it comes to trials and tribulations, this is going to help you. Why am I in this? Because me, my last situation, why did I go through what I went through, the hurt and pain? I struggled so long. I don't open up to people easily. I'm a very antisocial person. Yes, believe it or not, me, I am. Because of the things that I've went through, but I've learned it's okay. You know, I've went through my own individual experiences, and it's okay. You know, so right now, I am kind of antisocial, but it doesn't matter. Because I'm taking the time out right now to do what I need to do to take care of myself and love myself. So no matter what anybody else thinks about me, if anybody thinks I'm taking too long, if anybody feels like, oh, well, this I should have, you know, divine should have been in a better situation by now. Divine should have been this. Divine should have been that. You will rack your brain worrying about what other people feel divine should have been. I would drive myself crazy in the door. I even drove myself crazy worrying about why did this person that I took a long time to build my trust on, like I said, I don't, I'm very antisocial. It takes a long time for me to get, because I don't like BS. I don't like mess. So it takes a long time for me to befriend somebody, to really trust them. And then when it didn't work out and that person started to show their true colors and stuff like that, you know, I'm all heartbroken and stuff like that. It doesn't matter. I love myself enough to know that it is okay in this spot that I am in. And I'm going to do what I need to do for me the way that I feel it needs to be done. I'm going to take heed to the things that I need to do, the change. I'm going to daily, I can do better. It's in me. I'm going to do better. I can make it. Divine motivation. Yes. Look me up on Facebook, by the way. Divine motivation. Yes. It's out there. I will be the motivation speaker that I want to be. I am the motivational speaker that I want to be. That's how I have to be. That's how you have to be. I am in that spot that I want to be. And once you get that down, then the troubles that you're going through, it makes it seem so small. It makes it seem like those trials and tribulations are way down there. Yeah, it taught you, you know, because recognize that if you're trying to get to a higher you, if you're trying to get to a higher spot in life, why do you think they say it's lonely at the top? You know, think about that. You get to praying that you want to be in a better position, you want to be in that, and then all of a sudden your friends that start turning against you who you thought were your friends, you know? Think about that. It's not a bad thing. And recognize that it's okay for them to be the way they are. It's not a bad thing for them to be the way they are. They are going through their own individual experience because of what they're going through, and it has nothing to do with you. So forgive yourself for that situation. Forgive them for that situation. Love yourself enough to now recognize what you need to do. Love yourself enough to get the tools that you need to have to be able to motivate yourself every day. Say, I can make it. And it's going to start small. You're going to say, I can't make it. And you're going to feel like you can. And the next day, you're going to say, I can make it. And you're still going to feel like you can. And you're going to go on for a whole week saying, I can't make it. And you might feel like you can't. But then you're going to go on and say, I can't make it. And it's going to start to make sense. The world, the universe is going to start to listen to you. You are going to start to listen to you. And slowly it's going to start off like a mustard seed. But this is what we're doing. We're planting seeds. We're planting seeds for what we want. If you want a blessing, you have to put in the work. Nothing comes without the work. Okay? So that even goes from inner to outer. Work around on the outside, which you need to do. So you want a better job, you're going to put in applications and stuff like that. But also work inside yourself. Plant those seeds inside yourself. I can make it. I am that motivational speaker. I am the divine that I want to be. I am that person. And so in the beginning, it's going to feel hard, but after a while, that mustard seed is going to start to grow, and it's going to start to get bigger. And your faith is in you. You got to have faith in you. So your faith in you is going to be small, and then, you know, all of a sudden, you got to have something sprout up. In the next situation you're going to go through, you're going to say, wait, hold up. I love myself way more than this to keep letting this mess with me. And then all of a sudden, that trial and tribulation won't be able to bother you anymore. It won't be able to mess with you anymore. And so that won't be a tribulation. You will have graduated, and you will have a new set, a new level, new set of worries, new set of things to go through. But remember, it's not worries because it's not anything you can't handle. You can make it. You can do it. You can do anything that you want to. You can be anything that you want to be right now. Starting from right now, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, what situation you're in, what you're going through, no matter what it is that's happening to you, you know, how much education you have, how much education you don't have, what it is that you feel you can or can't do, it doesn't matter. You can do it, and you have it inside of you. You have everything inside of you right now that you need to have to be able to make it. Remember that. When others don't have that faith in you, it doesn't matter because you love yourself enough to know that you have it in you. When everything gets to acting up, recognize what's going on. This is a trial. This is a tribulation. Oh, I know how to do it. I know what's going on. I'm going to go ahead and pray this. So I was prepared. I started preparing for this. Prepare. Prepare in advance. You have to prepare in advance. And that goes along with loving yourself enough. You have to prepare in advance. Whether you is pray, whether you meditate, whether you do, you have to prepare for yourself. And it is not a chore. Praying, reading your Bible, reading the Quran, whatever it is that you do for yourself, meditating, you know, when you're trying to figure out what it is, you know, that you what you need to be in life or whatever, you know, you go to church, they tell you to pray and stuff like that, and it's like, oh, gosh, I forgot to pray. Oh, my gosh. You know, it takes a lot to do that 20-minute prayer. They want us to fast. They want us to do this. They want us to do that. Oh, and right there, and they ask for tithes and ask for all this and ask for all that. I know, baby, I've done that. Been in that situation. I was confused, too. But no, you're not doing it for them. You are doing it for you. You feel like church is a scam, you don't want to put all your money into it, fine. You don't got to. Do what you need to do for you. Sow blessings other way because you're doing what? You are sowing seed for yourself. Believe in karma. Karma is real. Okay? You want blessings, you got to sow blessings and do it for you. Sow blessings. Do what you need to do. Guard yourself. Protect yourself. Pray. It's not a chore when you're guarding yourself. It's not a chore when you're doing it for you. You go through trial and tribulation, but did you protect yourself? You're going through this, and you're letting these emotions get to you, and it hurts. It hurts. I know it hurts. I know it hurts, but it's okay. It is okay because you're going through it. It is okay because you're not perfect. It's okay. It's going to happen. You there's nothing you can do to avoid it, so it's going to hurt. It's okay. But you can protect yourself. Did you pray? Pray. Learn. What did you learn from this? I learned I'm going to make sure I pray when I woke up. If I would have prayed, maybe I would have seen this. You know, maybe I would have recognized this for what it is. I would recognize, that's the enemy. That's the enemy. That I see this. I already know what's going on. I see this. That's the enemy. So now I can recognize it, and now I can know what I need to do. You know, why you think, you know, some people are as happy as they are, you know. Somebody might come around and curse them out. Oh, you're such an evil person. You're such a terrible person. Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to recognize me in some kind of way.
whatever they got to say about you, that's what they feel. Don't take that in. Don't take that in for yourself. Okay? They're going through what they're going through for what they're going through. Now, you could listen to criticism and you feel do what you feel you need to do for you. Okay? But you woke up, you already prayed, you're already ready, so when you know what's going to happen, you know what's going to come, you know that trial and tribulation is going to hit you or whatever like that, be prepared, be ready. And each time you do, it's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you stronger, so it's not going to be as hard. You know, you're going to say, oh, I made it through that. And now I know what to do. I made it through that, and so I know how to make myself strong. I made it through that, and so, this one's an easy one. Oh, man, the car broke down. Psh, I got this one. I'm already ready for this. Oh, man, kids are acting up. Man, come here. I'm going to pray over my kids. What else is there? Okay? Oh, I didn't get what I wanted to do before. Don't worry. There's a ram in the bush. It didn't matter. You wasn't supposed to go there in the first place. Quit trying to go in places that wasn't meant for you to go. You think it's a bad thing? No. No. Quit trying to go places that you wasn't meant to go. Find out. Get in tune with your spiritual side. Get in tune with you. Get in tune with what you need to do. Find out where it is that you need to be. Find out what you need, and that comes along with what loving you. Where do I need to be? Well, I got to ask the line that. Can't nobody tell me where to be. Can't nobody tell me what I need to do. You know, I can't, somebody is telling me, oh, well, if I want to get up quick, if I want to quick come up or whatever like that, in order to make it, I got to get this house this way out, the boondocks or whatever like that, you know. And no, if you feel like that's not what you want to do, don't. And don't feel bad for it either, because why? You love yourself enough. And so while this person's all upset, oh, she didn't take the house that I was trying to give her way out in the boondocks, they don't understand your situation. And it's okay. Don't feel bad. Just know they feel that way. They do because of that's what they see. Everybody don't know your story. They don't know your struggle. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It don't matter. Because they don't know. You know what you're doing. You know what you've been through. You know what's being done. And that's all that matters. You know what you're trying to do, what goal you're trying to accomplish in life. And that's all that matters. You know where you want to be and what kind of person that you are. And no matter what other people do to you, it doesn't matter. And so now, those trials and tribulations, they're not trials and tribulations anymore. They're not problems. They're just situations. They've just been there and done that. They're just, that happened. And you're able to go through life a lot easier on a positive beat or note. You know, you're able to stay upbeat. You're able to look at life in a new outtake. And you know that troubles are going to come. Troubles don't last always. And when they come, you now know what to do. You now know what to do. Well, this happened. First of all, let me see what I can do to avoid this situation. How did that happen? Oh, well, you know, you put your trust in this other person or whatnot. Not to say that trusting other people is a bad thing. No, do what you need to do for yourself. Recognize you can't do it by yourself. We need unity. You know, don't get me wrong now when I say this. We can't do it by ourselves. We need unity. We got to have this unity, be able to make it. But when the chips are down, it all comes down to it. When you decide to unite with these people, when you decide to unite with this organization, when you decide to unite with this group, why did you decide to unite? When you decide to join that church, why did you decide to join the church? This is going to save you from a lot of trials and tribulations. Did you just join the church because someone asked you to? Did your significant other ask you to, but you really didn't want to go? Did your best friend ask you to, but you really didn't want to go, so you decided to join the church just because they asked you to? And so now you're sitting there in church, and they're having a good time, but you're still trying to figure out what it is that you see in this church, and then you recognize that the deacon is not so as holy as you thought it was going to be, and then you recognize that, you know, the mother of the church gossips, and she starts gossiping about you. And then you recognize that they keep letting this bad behind child get away with everything, and they always giving him gifts and stuff like that, even though he's beating up on the other children. But then They won't give no kind of war for you or whatever like that, you know. And then you start to recognize all the bad things, and it becomes a chore, becomes something you didn't want to do, and it becomes something that you just, oh, gosh, I got to go here again. And that in itself becomes a trial, tribulation. Why? Because you didn't do it for the right reasons. Save yourself. Love yourself enough to know that it is okay to love yourself enough to go through. To do what you need to do for you. If you want to join the trace because you want to unite, because you feel it's the right thing to do, that is the only reason why you should join that church. Yes, it's a good thing to join churches. It's a good thing to join positive congregations. Okay? Make sure that you join that one for you. Make sure that what it is that you're doing is because you love yourself enough to do this. Okay? So that is going to save you from a lot of trials and tribulations. You know, and like I say, once you do it for you, now you found the church that you found for you, and you joined it because you want to join it. And now you feel good about being there because you made that decision. It strengthens you, and you embodied that. And that's something that you felt was right. I joined this church because of me, because I felt it's the right thing to do. So what are you going to do? You're going to get involved because you want to get involved. And so now it's not a chore. It's not a hobby. It's something that you want to do. It's a blessing. It's great. This is where I want it to be. This is what I'm excited, because this is where I want it to be. So, yes, so when you walk into the door, oh, this is great. And you walk into the door, and then you're going to see somebody that's going to look at you all funny or whatever like that, you know, and try to, you know, try to throw shade on you or whatever like that. But it's okay. That's them. That they're going through what they're going through because of them. And you can still say, oh, I still love you. Because you recognize that they're going through because of what? Because of them. It's not because of you. So don't take it personally. And you, it's not, that's not even a situation. Oh, that's the old, yeah. She said this. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Don't even entertain the other stuff. Don't entertain, he said, she said. Don't.
Oh, yeah. Can y'all hear me online? Brother Revolution, can you hear me online, sir?
I hear you.
Okay, okay. I don't know. I guess that just the phone fell off or whatever. Y'all just heard the voice of my little niece and little princess there. This week's topic is recognizing your own trials and tribulations. Understanding that the word tribulation, meaning great infliction, hardship and struggle, you feel me? There can be, you know what I mean, a various amount of various aspects of situations that exist in the world as we know it, past and present, our daily lives, you know. We understand here and now just by being conscious of the things that go on, a lot of things that we are afflicted with or oppressed with, to this day and time by way of others coming to forces or in the guise of probably theologians or religions or possibly politics in the realms of where there have there's government established establishment. Therefore, you know what I'm saying, these establishments throughout the centuries and whatnot, through hundreds of years, you know, have created systemized ways that weren't actually for the people, but you know what I'm saying, that which they benefited by way of, you know what I'm saying, was off of blood, sweat, and tears, you know what I'm saying, of other individuals, and create biased laws, you know what I'm saying, or laws that may be or may bring about particular justices, but you know what I'm saying, where the biasness or the hardship or the oppressive way come in when you afflict a particular people or person, you know what I'm saying. That happens at large today, you know what I'm saying? We're dealing with the higher and alarming incarceration rates of minors, you know what I'm saying? If you look at the incarceration rate of black people, you know what I'm saying? you know, actually have happened, you know what I'm saying, that our struggles and hardships to our people are what we call tribulation. However, you know what I'm saying, me, myself, you know what I'm saying, you know, the Revolution Matters show has always been something that has been, like I say, a platform that it brings about intimacy as far as, you know, our personal experiences that we share with one another on these lines. Myself, I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, West Side, you know, basically ripping and roaming around, you know what I'm saying, where I've witnessed a lot of struggles, a lot of people my age, you know what I'm saying, my generations. I watched the drug epidemic. I watched our parents, you know what I mean, sisters, older sisters, and things that nature, what actually took place out, you know what I mean, and, you know, being trapped inside of a box-like community, which is, you know what I'm saying, also known as projects, you know, was something in my life that was a great tribulation for me, you know what I'm saying? It was a great trial for me, you know what I'm saying, because it actually molded my train of thought or, you know what I'm saying, my aspirations or inspirations for the things that I wanted to do. Rather, those things were future references for 2, 3, or 5 years from that point, particular ages of being a young man growing up in such an environment, or, you know what I'm saying, tribulations that I see on the daily, you know what I'm saying? It molded my train of thought, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, I really didn't have the vision of being, you know, I want to be a teacher, I want to be a basketball player, or things of that nature, because of a particular way of life that had been bestowed upon me, you know what I'm saying, the lack of assistance that, you know what I'm saying, was neglected of my family, you know what I'm saying, created other ways, it created something that, within that young man that I was, that boy, you know what I'm saying, that that wasn't even a young man yet, you know what I'm saying? It molded a way of life, you know what I'm saying, a character in me, so, you know what I mean? Now I started looking at society on another level, you know what I'm saying? So as I started to venture outside of the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, I became one with the criminal mind state of that particular society. Thus, you know what I'm saying, needless to say, you know what I mean, in a nutshell, what that did was place me in the custody of, you know what I'm saying, the police and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature, and this is what created that systemized way of my life, how the system, how the government had entrapped a person, an individual, and this person, namely, you know, myself, Evolution, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, this pattern, you know what I'm saying, this way of life has been bestowed on so many, you know what I'm saying, such as myself, Black, white, Chinese, Mexicans, you know what I'm saying, to the point to where, you know what I'm saying, this you know, we got the rap generation, it's a culture, you know what I'm saying, and it seems as though this design, this mechanism that has been dated back so many centuries, these hardships, these tribulations of life, you see what I'm saying, that we face have dated back to times of the theologians, times where they started telling, where we started acknowledging or reading or studying or researching, if you will, you know what I'm saying, the ways of the Bibles or the ways of the people who walk, you know what I'm saying, in the days of the Bible, you know what I'm saying, when the Bible was being created or whatnot, and we still see traces and patterns or bursts of particular struggles that those people, you know what I'm saying, had to endure within their scales. So, you know what I'm saying, this is all throughout history where, you know, tribulation, hardship, struggle, you know what I'm saying, has been shed upon the people, and, you know what I'm saying, the ill or righteous mind state or endeavors when, you know, dealing sociably, or, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to a workplace or servants or slaves or whatnot, however, or whatever tense of time that we're living in, rather past or present, you see what I'm saying? This system, this design, this way of life, this culture placed tribulations on a particular people that was spread a lot of hardship throughout the land. You understand what I'm saying? You know, it has psychologically, you know what I'm saying, been embedded in people, you know, particular struggles, you know what I'm saying, particular negativity, you know what I'm saying, due to, you know what I mean, particular slaveries or particular persons that, you know, wished at that time to tax these people, you know what I'm saying, for their own purposes and whatnot. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, there's been even scientists, you know what I'm saying, of great astute you know what I'm saying, a great knowledge or learning that, you know what I'm saying, have actually cloned and done things with man, you know what I'm saying, and we don't have to date back far to remember this, to speak to you, is to, you know what I'm saying, where they did all kind of stuff, experiments down here on human beings, yes, humans, period. They were black people, but they're humans, period, you know, regardless of anything. Trials and tribulations placed on people. These diseases, I said that to say that these diseases, you know what I'm saying, still exist for when these people was up there doing what they was doing inside of those particular laboratories, you know what I'm saying, it exists right now. You know what I'm saying, the trials and tribulations and things that we suffer by way of each other, by way of the next man, for whatever their reason. You see what I'm saying? Revolution matters, you know what I'm saying? Like to, you know what I'm saying, encourage persons to understand a way to fight. When you understand who your enemy is, when you can identify what your enemy is, and you're talking about tribulations, you're talking about, rather, you know what I'm saying, this was purposely, you know what I'm saying, us as a people or me as an individual person or whatever, once you've been able to identify with your enemy, that which is oppressing you, that is bringing you harm, rather it's this abusive man, rather it's the government, you know what I'm saying, rather it's the hospital not wanting to, you know what I mean, tighten up on my Medicaid, you dig, you know what I'm saying, we the people got to find a way, you know what I'm saying, okay, now we done identified with who our enemy is or that person who is oppressing us or bringing us this hardship, you know, worrying my heart so much, you know what I'm saying? Now what we going to do to fight, you know, stand in the paint to fight in the situation, because to revolve, to be revolutionary means to stand up and take a particular fight. You understand what I'm saying? Now, and if you break the word down and we just use the word revolve, you feel what I'm saying? And, you know, you go back in time when you're doing your studies and you to find out why we suffer as a people at these particular levels or aspects in our lives presently as we know. Once we revolve, you know, and go in history and research and study, we obtain information. You see what I'm saying? It's pertinent, you know what I'm saying, to give you understanding as to what's going on. Or, you know what I'm saying? They got us right here in the shoes we're standing in right now. So it'll give birth once you get to understanding these situations from the past. You see what I'm saying? And just start dating them up, you know what I'm saying, and looking at history to where it adorns us now. You see what I'm saying? And you'll see so many tribulations out there. You see what I'm saying? So now it's like, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to look for something that's going to be like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying, what is that force within myself? What is that, you know, who what family members, you know what I'm saying, that person or, you know, that thing or that time that I can remember that made me feel, you know what I'm saying, my heart feel full of love, you know what I'm saying? That, you know what I mean, something that I can smile at these times, like, you know what I'm saying, even though I'm from those projects that I spoke of, guess what? You know, I had siblings, I had brothers and sisters, and I can remember running through the house, chasing my sisters, wearing my underwear, and they screaming, leave me alone, and stuff like that. And I can smile at those times because I will always remember when I became a more mature child, you know what I'm saying, and I can always remember doing stuff to my sister and them, making them mad, and I smile and laugh at those times that we had, but times we were in the struggle. You see what I'm saying? So I can always look at the compassion or the unity or the, you know what I'm saying, those times that I've shared with my siblings, my sisters, you know what I'm saying, my nephew was born when I was in, you know what I mean, the seventh grade, I'm still a child, you see what I'm saying, and to be able to embrace another child that I'm going to have to, you know what I'm saying, care for and nurture, you know what I'm saying, even in my young coerce at that time, you know what I'm saying, my young ability to do so, you know what I'm saying, at the time of just being a seventh grader, you see what I'm saying, it was just that love, you know, that baby still feel that love and that protection, that support from that bigger figure that is embracing him, you know, so tenderly. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I got plenty of times that, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, even if it was the neighbor's mom down the street or my homeboy's mama or something, that I would spend the night over the house to show love, you know what I'm saying? We done had good times around the way just being a people, you see what I'm saying?
you know, because people who tend to struggle together, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, a lot of times, they overcome, you know what I'm saying, those particular obstacles together when they, you know what I'm saying, when they have and build those objectives. But, you know what I'm saying, that communication, that barrier, that encouragement, that love, you see what I'm saying, and that support that we got to give each other doesn't come unless we first and foremost unite. Revolution Matters Talk Show at 7:30 every Saturday, family. You know, all of us online, you know what I'm saying? We got friends, and, you know, we do the Facebook, so we do whatever we do. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm asking, you know what I'm saying, as a host of this particular show, that, you know what I'm saying, send the intel of Saturdays, every Saturday, to our friends and our families, and put it on your Facebook so that it'll go out like that, you know what I'm saying? However, you know what I'm saying, and follow us, you know what I'm saying, the Original Souls, Strange Flight, Nat Project, Facebook and Twitter, you know what I'm saying, Healthy Topics and whatnot, you see what I'm saying? Because this is a family affair, this is you know, we talk about a lot of different things that, you know, may a couple of months ago or whatever that may, you know, trigger, you know, something in a conversation here that you could relate to that we had back then. It's just information catching up with itself, you know what I'm saying, and building on the personalities that you had before you or that you normally hear on the show. So, you know what I'm saying, I encourage all family and friends at this particular time, you know what I mean, I'd like to ask anybody online, is there anything that they would like to say before we conclude, you know what I'm saying, this week's topic of recognizing your blessings through trials and tribulations on the Revolution Matters show. Is there anybody who would like to grace the floor?
I know.
How you doing there, little lady?
This is Princess Pooh.
What you got to say
to us? Wait. Okay. I am blessed to have all my people around me because they love me and I love them back. Like, I'm blessed to have my auntie. I'm blessed to have my godfather. I'm blessed to have Uncle Revolution. I'm blessed to have Uncle Revolution. And that's all.
You through talking, baby girl?
I'm done.
Hmm? What you say?
I'm done.
Okay. Well, that was real sweet. And your Uncle Evolution loves you, too. Is there anybody else who would like to grace the floor before we end this week's session on Revolution Matters? Family and friends, the next week's schedule is 7:30 Saturday. We're gonna try to come up with some fire topics. So let's come on with some recommendations. You know what I'm saying? Try to get them to us before Sunday night or whatever. Post them before Monday. You know what I'm saying, so that we can go over and do a little research within ourselves, you know what I'm saying, and let's get something that, you know what I mean, that, you know what I'm saying, it's going to bring that oomph out, you know what I'm saying, something that, you know what I mean, we can get on to and just, you know what I mean, just feed off of and, you know, and be an encouragement in the end, you know what I'm saying, regardless if, you know, if there's a direct resolution that we find, you know what I'm saying, to aid and assist anyone in their woes or the things that they go through. But, you know what I'm saying, the most thing is that you got that recognition, you got the acknowledgement, you got the exposure. It did go into a group discussion of various minds on the line, you know what I'm saying, the opinionated or the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, that has been researched will come to the line. And I ask that everyone that, you know what I'm saying, who's present, you know, get involved, you know what I mean, participate. It's a family affair, and I thank you, everyone, for attending this week's session of Revolution Matters. And I'm your host, Revolution. That'll end it for us, family. Peace and freedom, respect, and love.
child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
The city where I live has the highest poverty rate and the highest murder rate in the United States. Kids like me are starving and afraid to lose people they love every day. Please stand up and stand together to promote a safer environment for today's youth. Don't take my future away, because we want peace.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday when your head is much lighter.
Movie reviews by Shorty Ruff. Tune in every Saturday at 2 for the latest movie reviews on the Revolution Matters show. And don't forget to add us on Facebook at Original Souls Multimedia.
Revolution.
We at Original Souls Multimedia and Social Club would like to thank all of our supporters for the constant support and tireless efforts in helping us improve our communities and create a safer and more quality environment for our children.
Revolution.
How's it feel to be misunderstood? A product of these politics. My mind is full of helpful shit, conceiving it where problems live. Who am I to blame the blind? Being followed by the skies. These lies, they eat away at me. Trying to have their way with me. I'm torn apart by nooses hung by scholars with some useless shit. And you listen, cuz you're immune to the thought of it. I may be just a little tired, a little out the way with it. It doesn't mean that you can get away with shit. I watch my choices very carefully, but regret it lives in me. Who are you to tell a duck that it can't quack? Tell a kid with skill that it's not his knack. I say facts, are you blind to the
truth? Yo, my name is Emo X Strange, Original Souls Multimedia 2015. That song you just heard was called Cold Night, a single off my album Survival 101, dropping winter 2015. Be on the lookout.
With the bottle looking down, spinning around while my temp drops, getting colder now. If I said I needed help, then help. If not, then back down.